I always say the home is like a three-dimensional vision board. Everything around you affects you on a subconscious level. By changing certain things and placing it differently, it's your vibrate differently. That when you do that, the mindset is easier to vibrate on a higher level. Your actions will be more in alignment, and ultimately, your soul will be stronger to fulfill its purpose.
Welcome to Exploring the Mystical Side of Life with your host, Linda Lang.
Hi, this is Linda Lang from ThoughtChange.com. We are exploring the mystical side of life once again this week. If you enjoy our conversations, remember to subscribe, share with a friend. Today, I have world-renowned Feng Shui expert Marie Diamond with us. We're going to take a deep dive into how we can work with the energy of our environment to actualize our intentions. Welcome, Marie.
Thank you so much, Linda. So excited to be here with you.
Well, I'm very excited to have this conversation with you. I know a little bit about Feng Shui. I've taken a course on the Bagua and have done some adjustments, let's say, to my space. But the type of feng shui you do is very, very different. And before we pop into this, let's start with your mission. You have the most incredible story of how your mission unfolded.
So yeah, I just want to situate myself when that all happened. I was born in Belgium in a beautiful city called Bruges that is world renowned. For the beauty, and they call it the Venice of the North. So you think about Venice, but in a smaller version. And so I grew up in a lower middle class family, and I was very, as a child, very clairvoyant. And, you know, I think all children are, but I kept that energy open for myself. So when I was seven, I started meditating. I connected with my spiritual master when I was seven. And I already was very focused on doing good for the world, being good and doing good, right? As I say that. And, you know, I attracted some interesting good things in my life, but there was also a whole other part of my life where I had a very abusive emotional and physical father. And so, you know, I was probably around 15 at the end of my wit already. You know, I was like giving up, I would say. And I was closing down also that spiritual connection as a teenager. You know, I felt that life didn't look great for me at that point. Let's put it this way. I was bullied at school. I was very lonely, had no friends. So the only thing that kept me going was my meditation. Yeah. And then at 15, I had a major accident. And in that accident, I was run over by a truck. And I actually died. So I was declared dead on the scene of the accident. And thank God, one of my school teachers that passed by, because I came from school at that point, she ran to my mom, who was just literally a few hundred meters away because it was very close to home. So my mom came to the scene of the accident and started yelling to ask the ambulance guys to keep reviving me, you know, because they had given up already. It's already like 30 minutes has passed. And I was like, at that moment, I was hovering over my body. So I remember seeing my mom and saying like, what is she doing here in this ambulance? Because I know she was not with me. And I saw this beautiful, you know, ambulance man. And he looked so great. I mean, he had blonde hair, curly hair, blue eyes. And my 15-year-old self, even in spirit, was very like, oh, he's so cute. So later on, I was able to describe that to my mom, and she was like, oh, that really all happened, you know, all the things that I saw. But I actually left. I left completely. I left the ambulance. I went to all kinds of dimensions, and I went totally to the light. So I had gone to the light, literally. And there was like a council of beings of light. And they all told me that there was this voice in my head, you need to go back. You're here to enlighten more than 500 million people. And so I had no idea what that meant, of course. At that moment, you just hear the message. And 3 days later, I came back out of coma and I was alive with that message. And that is how my mission in life started. Now, at that moment, I had no idea what that meant, enlightenment. You know, I was Catholic, Christian. Nobody talks about enlightenment. And that is when I reconnect with my spiritual master and asked him, what did I do wrong to attract this? And this is for the first time that I heard. And he said, well, you have bad feng shui, Marie. And I was like, I had no idea what that meant. Started researching it in the local libraries. Of course, there was no book on feng shui at that time. I'm speaking about 45 years ago. And so, interesting enough, this is how my journey started on feng shui.
15 years old, and you get the message that you're going to impact 500 million people. Weren't you intimidated a little bit by that, Marie?
Well, I was not so intimidated. I just did not know the how, right? So for me, it was like, what does that mean, right? And so I thought like, well, if I ask every day my prayers, and I still do till today, every morning I ask, Universe God, I'm here to enlighten more than 500 million people. Show me how. And so for me, it was like perhaps it's smiling to a person, it's helping somebody on the street. I mean, I even had calculated it would I would become 90 years old and I would help one person a day, how many people I would have really helped. Of course, never close to the 500 million. But you have to imagine this was before internet. This is before television, transformational teachers. So I just knew that the how would unfold. And when I was 18, I had to make a decision on the direction that I need to go for studies. And so I made the decision to become a lawyer because I wanted to become a diplomat. Because I thought if I would work for the United Nations or for governments, at least I would reach millions of people through that work. And the best way to become a diplomat is becoming an international lawyer. So that's what I studied. And of course, I did that work. I started working for the Belgian government and later for the European government. So in a way, with the work I did indirectly, I was reaching millions of people already before I was 30. But when I was 30, I was like, this is not directly, it's indirectly. I'm changing laws. I'm negotiating with the politicians to change things around for the better of humankind. But it's not really making a direct impact. And that is when everything started changing, that I said, like, I need to create a direct impact. And as the journey unfolded, I moved from Belgium to the US because I thought Belgium is only a few million people. I need to really reach out or go to a country at least has 300 million people, right? It's a bigger impact. And that led me to be in the movie The Secret. I'm the only European teacher in The Secret. And that actually led me to reach 500 million people because so many people have seen, listened, watched the movie The Secret. So I would say, check, done.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. And it just goes to show you how our conscious mind can imagine, even if we know our purpose, can imagine what that would look like.
Correct.
And it never ever looks like that, does it?
It doesn't. I mean, how could I ever know that I would become a feng shui master, right? That I would do an interview with you right now on internet, right? On Zoom. I mean, these things did not exist yet. You have to understand that, right? But I do remember having a vision that when I asked the how, one day I was around 17, I had this vision. And I saw myself like on big screens, on smaller screens. I saw myself on small screens, like this kind of screens. So what I saw was like the future of technology, right? Because literally people right now on Instagram, they're watching me, on my Instagram, all my videos, right? So that's how the size is, or a tablet, or a laptop, or on main screen, or television. So it's just like at that time, the how on technological level did not exist yet. Yeah. But for me, that didn't matter. I just kept focusing every day on that vision and holding that vision for myself that it would unfold. I trusted, I had so much faith in the universe, in God, that I knew the direction would unfold for me.
And so it did. Now, for anyone who doesn't understand how feng shui can impact our intentions with the law of attraction, can you explain its importance?
Of course. So when I started practicing feng shui, I changed colors, I moved to another bedroom, I designed everything around me differently, because I say feng shui was an energy system that is creating qi, creating energy from your environment. So most people think their only qi and energy they can create is by moving their body, is by moving their mind in the right direction, by feeling good about things, by perhaps meditation, other forms of spirituality. You're moving the vibration, yeah? Or you're heightening your vibration, because ultimately you want to uplift the vibration. And so for me, I already had done all that. Yeah, so I already practiced all this since I was 7, very intensely every day. But what I got is that it was my environment that was the missing link. And so when later on I studied with my grandmaster in Malaysia, and I asked him, you know, how it really works, he said to connect in with the quantum field, there are 3 ways into the quantum field. He said the first one is we come actually from that quantum field and manifest ourselves, our soul takes on a body, a vessel, to manifest, you know, our purpose. And that is, he said, what we call the spiritual entrance to the quantum field. And we can tap into that through meditation, through prayer, through rituals. We can tap into that every day to raise that vibration. And he said, the second part is we can tap into that quantum field with our human experience. And that is through our mindset, to have the right thoughts, the right frequency of thoughts, to work with the right frequencies of feelings, gratitude, for example, love, and also to take the right actions aligned with your purpose, aligned with your thinking and your feeling. He said, but all that is not enough. They all stand for 33% of the equation. The last part is your environment. And your environment is really also creating energy. And I think most people know that, but they don't know that you can do something about. Like they go to a certain place and they're like, oh, I like it here, right? It has a great vibration. And then they go to other places and they feel, oh, it's yucky here, it's heavy, I don't want to stay here. So they feel it, but they don't know there are rules and principles to change that. And that's actually what feng shui, it's an energy system of using the qi of your environment. I would compare it a little bit with acupuncture, in the sense that on acupuncture level, or Tai Chi or Qigong or yoga, we're creating movement in the body, yeah? And you know, positive vibration in the body. Now, feng shui is like using acupuncture points in your environment, because your environment is responsible for that last part of the law of attraction. I always say the home is like a 3-dimensional vision board. Everything around you affects you on a subconscious level. And it's connected with your personal birthday, and that's something we're going deeper into right away, is that by changing certain things and placing it differently, it's you vibrate differently and your access to the quantum point opens up. It's the foundation, because it's earth connection, that when you do that, the mindset is easier to vibrate on a higher level, your actions will be more in alignment, and ultimately your soul will be stronger to fulfill its purpose. What happened for me?
So what happens if you live with people that obviously are going to have different birthdays than you?
Yeah, so let's start first with you, right, before we go to other people. So the first step is, and so that's all also explained in the book, Feng Shui Your Life, my new book that just came out. And what I suggest to people is to download my free app. It's called Marie Diamond. So you go to the app stores and you download it. And there you will be asked to put in your birthday and your birth gender. Because that's the moment of your birth that you create an energy profile, and it's connected with your DNA. And so what it does, it creates an energy number, and that number indicates 4 compass directions that are good for you, where the energy is high. Energy is a higher vibration. It's a place where we are easier to get into alpha, theta, and even awaken delta vibrations. So we find these areas, and literally you go and get your compass. So when people download the app, they will get a number like -5, and then they will see a compass, and we call it the diamond compass, and it indicates right away what is your success direction. So I'm a number 5, so my success direction is Southwest. So in the places where you spend 3 to 5 hours minimum per day, you need to activate that direction. And so in the book, it tells you how to activate. There's some videos also in the app. And so, for example, I have in my success direction, I have my books, I have my contracts, I have my awards. So I align, it's like an acupuncture point. Yeah. I know yours is Northeast. Is that correct? You're number 2?
I'm a number 2, correct.
Yeah. So you're the teacher, right? So you love teaching, but you also, the teacher also talks about, you want to share wisdom. But it's not just wisdom. You want to share the mystical energy of the world. You want to share the higher knowledge of the world. Yeah, that's kind of what you're about. I'm a connector, so I love connecting with people. And in this way, it's also sharing. But that means more like literally working with people, being on stages. So just really, you know, be out there to connect as much and share my knowledge. So the whole point is that you need to activate your directions. So you have a success direction for your career and money, a relationship direction for all your relationships, both romantically, but then you focus in your bedroom. Professionally, you focus where you are working. And in your living room, you focus on family and friends. And so you activate also your health direction if you have health issues. And your wisdom direction is all your spiritual alignment. So feng shui is not a religion. It supports any beliefs that you have. So that is how you activate your personal energy. And it's very fast working. I've seen this for now 30 years as a feng shui master. I have more than 1 million online students. And I see that people have results within 9 days. Yeah, so it's very fast working. It's not general as the Bagua mapping, who is a general system. This is a much more personal system that is around for about 2,000 years old. Yeah, so it is a very advanced feng shui, but I made it very simple, accessible for everyone. Now, if you with more people in the house, for example, my husband has a different number than mine. Yeah, so his relationship, for example, is Northeast, while mine is West. So what do I do? Well, in the bedroom, I activate his relationship direction with a picture of him and me. And I put out another picture that I like in my relationship direction. Yeah. But also I look, where do I spend time? Like I spend probably the most time in my office. Yeah. So about 8 hours a day, I'm in my office. So I make sure my office is totally aligned with me. My husband never comes here unless he brings me a cup of tea. So this is not his space. And so the family room where he spends his time to do, you know, his little work, he's retired, but he's still watching investments or watching television or calling people. That's like his space, his sanctuary. So we activate it there for him. Yeah. And in the bedroom, you activate both because you can. Yeah. So this is kind of how you unfold the system. And it works. It's so beautiful, but it's like acupuncture energy. So you put something that is aligned with you. So if you are, your career is a healer, then you could put your healing certification, for example, there, or books on healing. But for example, if you are a coach, you then will say, okay, I want to put something more towards that field. But we always can put books on success, books on money and wealth. I mean, we always have something in our environment that we can start with placing in our good areas.
What's the biggest thing that trips us up, Marie? You know, I've studied a little bit of feng shui, and there's so many rules to the typical Bagua. It's like almost impossible to live in accordance to the standard feng shui rules. So in your system, what are the biggest blocks that can stop the energy from supporting us?
Well, I would say the major ones that I see is, first of all, that there's too much chaos around people. Yeah. So we live in a consumption society. So we have a lot of stuff, right? So we have to understand that less is more, but also it means seeing things less. So don't see them, like put them in closets or drawers so that your fields of seeing is clear. Yeah. So, for example, I'm working on my desk. Before I start, I organize my desk. Yeah. So even if there's nobody here visible, you are here, the customers, the clients that I'm, for example, talking to are here. Yeah. So make sure everything is organized as much as you can. If you cannot organize it, put it away somewhere that later on you will take care of it. But make sure you don't put chaos in your four good directions based on your birthday. Make sure they are always super clean. Yeah. So, because clutter and chaos around you creates subconsciously clutter and chaos inside of you, and then you'll be having less focus, less concentration, and you'll procrastinate more. Yeah. And so, it's one of the first things I always say to people, you need to take care of what is too much and let things go. The second thing that I see is blocking a lot of people is the way they position themselves in the space. And so the first rule is you need to sit in a power position. What is a power position? Well, that is that when you are working with people, even if it's online, that you'll be able to see the door. So I'm sitting here and the door is over there. So even if somebody comes in, even if it's just energetically, I need to follow the door that comes from the hallway, not the bathroom door or closet door. Yeah. So if you sit like this, you become the queen or the king of your space. Now, that's not always possible, right? Because of the way things are built up sometimes. So then make sure you have a high back chair, a chair that literally comes high, and you have armrests. So you have like a throne, but literally make sure the back of the chair is as high as your neck so that your neck is protected. Yeah, that's the first rule. And then the second you can do is put like a little mirror. Yeah, left or right from you, so you can see in the mirror the what is going on behind you. Yeah, so that's an alternative, but it's still not so strong as seeing the door. Yeah, so sometimes people put their desk against a wall, and I always say you will hit a wall. You will hit a wall financially, creatively, sometimes in the number of customers that you have, the outreach that you have, you will hit the wall. Now, again, turning yourself around and having a wall behind you is stronger. Don't have space behind you. Like I have more space in front of me than I have behind you. Yeah. So that is something we want to do. But sometimes, again, it's not possible because of certain reasons, the smallness of your space and so on. Then make sure when you have a wall that you put things on that wall that inspire you. Yeah. So it's not like a blank wall. Yeah. So it's like, could be quotes, could be something you feel like, oh, that just, opens my mind. Or could be like a mandala, or could be a beautiful art piece that you like. When you look at it, it's like your heart and soul is smiling. So it opens you up. Yeah. Also watching, for example, if you are loving to see the window and you love to see outside, then I always say, people don't come through the windows. People come through the doors. People will never have the respect, the recognition, the support when they put themselves against a window. So these are like two things that are really crucial. And just by doing these two small things, even if you don't add all the other principles to it, life will already change because you're already in the right flow of chi and you have created space around you. And then if on top of it, and this is a free download, so you don't have to pay for this. If you go and get your energy number and you look where your success direction is in your office, in your living room, in your bedroom, and you change some things around there with the book Feng Shui Your Life that is available in good bookstores and on Amazon, literally you're changing frequencies. Yeah. And you will go more into alpha vibration. And in alpha, you're more optimistic, more creative, you're more open to abundance. So it's not that you have to follow all the rules of feng shui, yeah, but there are some basic things that I always suggest to do. And when people do that, it's like even if you change 1%, a lot will change. But if you can change 10%, yeah, then you will have such a big result. Perfect feng shui does not exist. I've 30 years of feng shui master. I can tell you it does not exist. But each time you do something, you feel a little shift in your mind, in your heart, and in your connection with the universe.
What's beautiful about your system is that if it only takes 9 days to notice a difference, then you can tweak one thing.
Correct.
Wait 9 days, tweak another thing, see what works, see what doesn't make a big impact. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it goes so fast. And so many times people said, like I had this woman and we changed her bedroom, right? And so all the things in the bedroom were really off. And she didn't have an office, so she worked, you know, she was hybrid working, sometimes at home, sometimes in the office, but she was working from her bedroom. And I said to her, look, you know, just see what the results are. Within 9 days, she had a raise, yeah? She hadn't had a raise in 4 years. She got a bonus, and she got within 9 weeks, because it's like 9 days, and then the next time you feel a big difference in 9 weeks. And I always say to people, mark these dates and see what has happened, yeah? And so within 9 weeks, she had a promotion. And she said, Marie, my life shifted around completely. And so it was just, we took her bed and we changed her direction. And we changed images around her. She decluttered it. For example, in her success direction were her shoes, yeah? So I would say to her, well, are you in the shoe industry? She said, no, I'm an accountant, you know? So I said, let's change this out and hang in your success direction, for example, your certification as an accountant. So it's like you are honoring yourself in your own space so that the people around you will start honoring you too.
Now, Marie, what would you suggest if one of your four power spots in your room is actually the doorway or perhaps the window? Is there anything you can adjust?
Well, first of all, if that is where the doorway is, having your door in your good direction always means you have good wind coming in. So that is not a bad thing, right? So what I then suggest to people, you know, we look at 45 degrees. So we always look from the center, from the space, we hold the compass, and you will see the door is, there's always a little bit place left and right from the door, right? So you can put something there or sometimes put it above. Some people put it even on the door, yeah? That is fine. Now, when it's a window, you know, sometimes you can hang things in the window or little crystals or a beautiful frame, or you can put a table in front of the window and put some items on it. I mean, I have that also. I have where I need to activate something in front of the window, I put a beautiful table and put like a plant and I put a little things that when I look at it, my heart sings. So you just have to be a little bit creative sometimes. And sometimes you cannot do it in one place. Yeah. So for example, my health direction here in my office, it's kind of hard to work with that area. But I then definitely make sure I activate the health direction in my bedroom. Yeah. So it doesn't all have to be in one space that you activate.
That's good. Now, I think sometimes when we live in our space, we become blind to exactly what's there. You know, they say nose blind because you can't necessarily smell the smells, but you can visually become, I guess, used to.
Yeah.
Either clutter or maybe specific things in your space that don't hold the kind of energy that you want to attract.
Yeah. So yeah, it's one of these things that is so right on. You know, the first step I always ask people, try to open your door and start thinking like, if I would be God, if I would be, I don't know, a being of light, the universe coming in, or if you say like, well, perhaps my idol or, you know, somebody that's very important and they would come in, what would they see? Yeah. So try to go back into your house and look with new eyes, like eyes of awareness. And that's why it's so important to work with a compass so that you look at, oh, that is in my success direction. Is that aligned with what I really want? Yeah. So for example, I had this man, And he hanged an image up of a sailboat, in his success direction. But when you follow the sailboat at the end of the river, there is actually a waterfall. And I said, how have you experienced that? Projects are coming in because there's flow, but at the end, they always, people don't sign with you. And he said, that's exactly what happens. He said, well, subconsciously, that is the image that you have been radiating energetically in that portal of vibration. So that is part of what you need to become aware of. And so look at everything that is there. Like, is this still who I am now? So, for example, you have pictures of your children and they're five on the picture. But to be honest, now they're 25. So it's like, stay current. So every object has a certain meaning. And we looked at objects based on colors, based on form, based on what element it is. There are five elements. So water, fire, earth, metal, and wood. And so if we look at these elements, there's certain directions that need more wood, like the south. I would put something there as a blossoming plant. Can be fake, it doesn't matter, as long as it feels very blossoming vibration. So there's certain areas that will connect it with certain items, but we also need to become aware, is that what is the representation? What is the symbolism of that item? So like yesterday, somebody in their health direction, they had like five elephants. One elephant, it's a strong animal, would be fine, but like having a herd of elephants in your health direction, I think that's a little bit too much. So think about that, right? So, and also everything that is there, it's like in your unconscious mind, it's like really there. Now, if you would have five elephants in your room, would you sleep? I don't think so, right? That would make too much noise and too much, trampling. So you have to become aware of like, what do I place there? How do I feel? How do I connect with that item? What does it do to my subconscious mind? And sometimes you need somebody with you, like your partner or your child or a buddy or a friend, to kind of be the eyes of awareness. So, as a consulting expert, and some of my students that have certified with me, they literally look through the house and they see like what people see in their subconscious mind. Because we don't see it, we got so used to it.
Would you think it's safe to say that some people interpret an object or an item in one way, and yet other people would interpret it in a totally different way? So, for instance, elephants, someone might love that elephant. It's a power animal, so they want five of them because they want the support of five elephants. And yet other people would look at that and say, whoa, five elephants, what are you asking for? That much obstacle that you need that much help to come by. Like, where does the balance lie?
So what I always do, and I work with kinesiology, muscle testing, we always check the body. So I will then do the muscle testing for the body. If I'm online with somebody, I use my dowsing rods to check out like what is the energy? What does it do to your body? And so I will then ask them, okay, look at your five elephants. Let me test with your muscle testing. And if the body becomes weak, who am I to say the body tells the truth? So I then use muscle testing because sometimes people hear me, but they don't feel it. And so when you're muscle testing, they feel it and they're like, oh my God, I'm so weak. And they try to push and push, but immediately their body says, it's not good for you. So that's the way that we then use.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love it, actually. I love it. So I have read your book, Feng Shui, Your Life. It's a wonderful book, really easy read, and so easy to incorporate shifts. The first thing that I did in my office was I changed up a picture that I had in my success corner. So I'm not sitting in my success corner. I'm sitting in relationship corner. Sadly, I don't have a wall behind me, but I've got my thinking cap on, right? The picture that I had was a signed picture, a print from an artist, and it's a lovely picture. It has a cross with four directions in the center, is like a plateau with a big chasm of a river going through it. And I thought, I like the picture, but it's like, oh, I don't know if that's a good thing to have in my success corner. So I've taken it. I currently have a picture from a psychic artist in Australia who drew my Angel of Abundance.
Oh, I
And
love
it's
that.
beautiful. It's a beautiful
That
picture.
is very powerful what you did. I get goosebumps just as you're talking about it because it is a total different vibration. First of all, it's something personal, yeah. So it's drawn for you. It's about abundance, yeah. So I love that. Very good choice.
And there was an immediate shift. Probably within 24 hours, I had a client buy a package of sessions and actually overpaid me because she wanted more sessions than I thought she was buying. So it was like, okay.
And that is how fast it works. It's like I always say, you probably already are in alignment with your soul. Yeah. You do the meditations, do all the spiritual work. You have the right mindset. But if your home is not ready to receive, is not aligned with that, what happens is it blocks. Yeah. And so what you did a small shift, a small thing. Now that abundance was waiting for you, I would say around the corner, but it didn't come into your house. Yeah. And so the moment you shifted that, it could come in. Lovely, lovely story. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm curious if house number or apartment number also has an impact.
Well, from a numerology perspective, yes, but in feng shui, we don't focus too much on that. But I would say in popular feng shui, and I would say in China, they would pay attention to making sure they have an eight in their the number or adding it up to eight because eight is considered the luckiest number because it creates a long-term health, long-term wealth, and long-term relationships. Yeah, because it's the infinity symbol. Yeah. So if you can have that is great, but it's like more popular feng shui, like in classical feng shui that I'm trained in. We don't focus so much on the numbers. What we're focusing on is making sure you have a good front door degree and when you move into the house and that your master bedroom is in a very good location. And we work with numbers. It's a number combination. When we use what we call flying stars, and it's based on when you moved in, we do calculations. And there we look where are the numbers. Yeah. And this is numbers through calculations, but that's very advanced feng shui. But it's super accurate. And so when I come in somebody's home and I look at when they moved in, what the degree of the front door is and where locations are in the house, I can tell really the story of what is unfolding in that space.
Amazing, amazing. Well, I look forward to making some more adjustments in my home, one at a time, though, because I like that 9-day
It's also
degree.
when you're sensitive, and Linda, you're very sensitive person, you need to take your time. Yeah. When people do too much, it's like it shakes their world a little bit, and your nervous system needs to get adjusted to the frequency that is shifting. Right. So I always say to people, take your time, but keep going. Yeah. Every 9 days, do something like activate your relationship direction in that room, change this, add a crystal there. So it's like we're working and you build it up. I'm super sensitive too. So I just moved into a new house here in Los Angeles and I'm still adding things. And we are already 2 months later because I am too sensitive. So there's moments I'm thinking, yeah, I'm ready for a new change. Yeah. And then I wait again. I'm like, yeah, I need to let that one sink. Yeah. I need to integrate that change.
Exactly. Integration time. I think that's perfect. I do the same thing actually with energy work, with
Yeah.
healing work, because your system does need a little bit of time to adjust to the changes that you're making, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. I totally enjoyed our conversation, Marie.
Thank you, Linda.
Where can we send people if they'd like to know more?
Well, first of all, they can go to mariediamond.com and there they have access. There's a podcast. The YouTube channel, the Instagram gives amazing videos, Marie Diamond Official. Get the book, Feng Shui Your Life. Yeah, this is out also on Audible. You can listen to it. And then definitely get your free Mary Diamond app, because that will be your start of joining this beautiful diamond journey.
I must say that app is very handy because it pinpoints exactly where, in whatever room that you're in, where your corners are.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Beautiful. Thank you for being my guest, Marie.
Thank you so much, Linda. And thank you for all the great work you do in the world.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for listening to this week's edition of Exploring the Mystical Side of Life. You will find all of our conversations on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. Come visit me at thoughtchange.com. Pick up your copy of Learning to Listen. And we'll see you again next time. Bye for now.